I'm joy. This is sadness. That's anger. This is disgust. And that's fear. We're Riley's emotions. Yay! These are Riley's memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
I wanted to maybe hold one.
What happened? Sadness?
She did something to the memory.
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
Take it back, Joy.
I'm trying.
Joy, no.
Let's go.
Record memories.
Can I say that curse word now?
Okay, here's the deal. You will be hard-pressed to find a production company that has as consistent and as high quality of a filmography as Pixar. And with Inside Out, they're keeping that tradition alive. Inside Out tells the story of a girl named Riley on the brink of adolescence who is struggling with some strong emotions after her family moves from Minnesota to San Francisco. The story is told from the point of view of her emotions, which live in her head, creating memories. This is probably the most abstract and high concept of all Pixar movies out there. And without their impeccable track record leading up to it, they would have never been given the green light for this movie. However, this is a gamble that pays off, delivering a heartfelt, beautifully animated film that is unlike anything out there right now. The early 90s sitcom Herman's Head excluded, of course. The voice cast is perfect, with Amy Poehler as Joy trying to work with Phyllis Smith as Sadness to keep Riley from falling into a depression. Because it mostly takes place in Riley's head, the film taps into all of our emotions that we've faced, are facing, or will face at some point. Relatable to audiences of all ages, Inside Out is a powerful film that makes you feel all the emotions you see on screen, and I challenge anyone to watch it without tearing up just a little bit. Inside Out gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.